There's something that strings all these different local bands together. Mr. Marco's V7, The Grizzly Hand, Ernest James Zydeco, Dead Voices. Musician Mike Stover plays in all of these bands and more. Normally, when you hear a story about a band, you hear from the lead singer or songwriter, the person at the front of the stage. Mike Stover is normally in the back or off to the side, sometimes sitting down. He doesn't sing, he just sticks to the strings. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has this profile.
On the night of the Crossroads Music Festival last September, musician Mike Stover was one especially busy guy.
Played that show at Crossroads with Grizzly, and then I packed everything up, drove across the street to a collection, played a couple songs with Eric Bakes, packed it all up. When I got to the Brick, we were running a little behind with Eric, so when I got to the Brick, Dead Voices had already started, so I just threw all my stuff up on stage and jumped in mid-song. And then the last gig of the night was Mr. Marco's V7.
Okay, that's a particularly busy example, but every week for Stover consists of at least a couple rehearsals and a gig or two, or sometimes three or more. On top of holding down his day job at the audiovisual desk at the Kansas City, Kansas Public Library, Stover stays very busy. The gigs pay some, but he doesn't make a living as a musician. In the basement of his home in his studio is a practice space for a lot of his bands. We're listening to a recording from even another band he's a member of, People's Liberation Big Band, a group of over a dozen members. He plays the guitar and steel guitar.
So weird hearing yourself play.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, not that note. Don't do that.
He says recordings from even a few years ago can be hard to listen back to, because he's a better player now. He's always improving. Originally from Joplin, Missouri, Mike Stover is a primarily self-taught musician. He first started playing the guitar when he was 11 years old and has expanded his range of instruments and ability. He plays banjo, pedal steel, lap steel, mandolin, bass. After spending some time in Texas, he moved to Kansas City in the late 90s.
I'm also a really shy musician, so I lived here for a while and didn't do a whole lot.
But that changed once he got to know more people.
I guess the word kind of got out that I had more instruments at my disposal, because, you know, there's a lot of great guitar players in town, but there's not too many guys who can play a steel guitar and who are interested in playing something that's not country, for example.
Stover's interest in a variety of genres and string instrument stock made him a desirable candidate, an easy addition for bands looking for added flair and different sounds. In 2006, he joined Mr. Marco's V7. In this band, he plays the theremin, mandolin, and steel guitar. Over the past 7 years, Stover just got busier and busier. Ernest James Zydeco Band needed a bass player. He joined Dead Voices, playing the lap steel. Americana group Grizzly Hand on the banjo and steel guitar. He joined the James Isaac Group, a jazz ensemble.
I have a hard time saying no, which is, you know, is good and bad.
The good part being Stover gets to play a lot of different types of music, which he likes, but he still gets gentle heckling from bandmates.
Marco Pasqualini described me as, the Swiss Army knife of Kansas City, of the Kansas City music scene, because I had all this stuff at my disposal. And, you know, sometimes it runs into booking problems where people want to play a show, and I'm like, I'm already booked. I try to keep it all fair.
Do you have a favorite of your bands?
absolutely cannot answer that. It's like asking. I'm just glad they're all there, because it all balances out. You know, I couldn't do one without the other.
In his studio, Stover shows me the lap steel, a stringed instrument that lays on its back that's plucked while applying pressure using a steel bar on the fretboard. He plays this in Dead Voices and sometimes on Grizzly Hand.
So there's a lot of kind of like bendy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's all about the glissandos.
What are those called?
glissando, just a moving up or down from one note to the next without, like, that's the difference between a glissando and just a regular note.
Stover says he doesn't have a hard time remembering all the different song structures for all the different bands. The challenging part is remembering which instrument he's playing, how it's tuned, and the string variations.
You know, they all feel different on your hand, so there's a little bit of that muscle memory involved. But every once in a while, it fails you. And I'll be looking at a note thinking I'm on a B, but I'm actually on a C.
Mike Stover likes being off to the side or in the back. He doesn't want to be a frontman or band leader. He likes working collaboratively with bandmates.
It takes a little bit of the pressure off, for sure, as opposed to being a band leader, where I can just add my part, and if it's not there, it'll be missed, but it's not gonna bring everything crashing down.
But Stover's about to make a big step out of the background and into a more visible, vulnerable place. He's been asked to create the score for a new locally shot and directed film, Kick Me, which is in production and scheduled to come out next year.
That's the scary part. So when I'm down here by myself and it's like, okay, now I have to make music. I can't just be running to the next thing and playing what somebody told me to. It's like the creative part.
So you kind of thrive off of that busy body musician.
Yeah, it helps kind of chase those weird demons away. Just being on the go and being like, just tell me what to play and I'll do it. So now it's time for me to actually be creative and show that side.
In the last 2 months, Mike Stover has played 22 shows. He plans to kind of chill out his gig schedule in the next couple months as he focuses his energy on writing for the film. He also says, understandably so, that he and his wife could sure use a vacation. For Casey Currents, I'm Suzanne Hogan.
Not surprisingly, Mike Stover has a lot of shows coming up. Three with Ernest James Zydeco. That's who we're hearing right now. The song is Whoa Sally. That's him on bass. And a couple with the Grizzly Hand and others. You can see a full list and some pictures of Mike Stover on our website at kcur.org. Whoa, Sally, whoa, Sally, whoa, Sally, whoa, Sally.